Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a here for Danny Yamashiro. I'm here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How do we raise up today's young men to be spiritual leaders among their generation? How can we be an example to those around us, especially the young ones who are looking up to us to make a difference? Today we will hear from Steve Lobu, a man of God purposed with that privilege, leading middle schoolers weekly and growing them in their walk with the Lord. We pause to remind you today, what is the reason for the Good Life Radio? It is to lead you to Jesus Christ. There is always hope, forgiveness, grace, mercy in Jesus Christ. No matter what you are going through today, He is always there for you. He died for you. He hung on the cross for your sins, and He hung on the cross for mine. He shed His blood and was buried, and He raised on the dead on the third day. He was raised on the third day. Today He is calling you. Our guest today, Steve Lobu, is currently on the junior high ministry team at Ko'olau Baptist Church. He was born in Massachusetts, attended Catholic school his whole childhood. After graduating from high school, he decided to serve his country in the United States Army. Today, he lives in Hawaii, and his army life has taken him to many places. He's here with us today. He lives in Hawaii with his wife and his four children. Steve, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me. It's a privilege and honor to be here.
I think it's just amazing how we got you here, and I kind of wanted to share the God story behind why your testimony is here with us today.
Thanks, Lonnie, because it really is what Steve and I decided is a divine appointment. We've lived in our home now for 17 years, and within the last couple of months, I've just had this thought of having what they call an awning window to give a little circulation. And we got an advertisement in the mail from Windows Hawaii. So I called and made an appointment. And last Thursday, God sent Steve. And so he did all the measuring, and we were just kind of finishing up our discussion. And I mentioned our 51st wedding anniversary coming up in 2 days, which was last Saturday. And Steve shared, do you remember exactly what you said about how people, marriage lasts?
Very much so. I've always been intrigued with couples that have managed to stay married that many years. And by the way, congratulations for a great success in your marriage. But yes, I've always been intrigued with couples that have been married for extended period of times. When I first got married, being in in-home sales, I would often meet people that have been married for many years. And I would just sincerely ask them, what's the secret? What did you do? How did you manage to stay married so long? Because that was my goal. But around me, I could see marriages falling apart. So I really desired to know the truth and the secret to successful marriages. And you were clear with your answer.
But tell us what you said first.
Well, I told you that the secret to a marriage is to compromise and put your spouse first. Always put their needs first. Don't think of yourself. Don't be selfish. And I'm a firm believer in the concept, happy wife, happy life.
And I said to him that I agreed. I thought that was all very important, but that the secret to our 51-year marriage was Jesus. And Steve just lit up.
Oh, yeah, because you're absolutely right, and that's the secret to my marriage, too.
Mm. So, end of the story. Did you get your awning window?
No, that wasn't even part of the deal. Thank you, Jesus. I can tell now that it was to just have Steve on our program today, and what a joy and privilege it is. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Good to have you here. Just excited to know that God has you here, because there's no way that story would have happened without His purpose and His plan. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in a small town in Massachusetts, Holbrook, Massachusetts, and I had a good childhood, a normal childhood. I was brought up in a family that stayed together, and they went to church every Sunday. We went to church every Sunday, but there was always something missing. Mm-hmm. And I kind of knew that. And actually, when I joined the service, I was actually running away from just some of the activities I was involved in, people I was hanging around. I knew something was missing in my life. And ironically, joining the Army was the thing that changed my life, mm-hmm. because it was down in Fort Hood, Texas, when I was invited to a Baptist church for the first time in my life. I was brought up Catholic, never been in a Baptist church. And when you know, the first time I go into a Baptist church, I heard a message unlike anything I've ever heard preached before. And I knew that message was from me. It was a divine appointment. It was my time to surrender my life and ask mm-hmm. Christ into my heart.
Wow. So as you were growing up and you knew of Christ, you were church going, which
Correct.
Is great. That was that weekly ritual you knew you had in your family's life. Who was the influence at that point in your life? Who influenced you the most?
Well, it was my parents. My mom and dad were brought up Catholic, and both of them are first generation immigrants. Second generation, I guess. Their parents were all from my grandfather and grandmother from my dad's side were from Italy, and my grandparents on my mother's side were from Ireland. They brought their faith and religion here to the United States and raised their family the best they knew how. And my parents did too. I commend them. They did a really good job instilling values and morals, but they only shared what they knew, mm-hmm. and that was the Catholic mm-hmm. faith. Mm-hmm. And I'm not criticizing the Catholic Church. I'm just saying that I was not taught about having an intimate relationship and knowing Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I always knew who God was, and I believed in Him. I believed Jesus died and buried and even rose again, but I didn't know Him personally.
So as you come closer to Christ, what has He meant? What has He meant in your life since you've given your life to Him?
It was life-changing experience the day I got saved. Mm. I'll never forget it. It happened 35 years ago, and it seems like it was just yesterday. What happened to me is I got saved in Texas, and it was right before I was getting out of the service. So I was invited to a Bible service from my platoon sergeant, went to church, got saved, and then went home. And then shortly after I got out of the Army, went back home to Massachusetts, but didn't find a church home right away. Mm-hmm. I went a few years without finding a church. But something inside of me had changed, and I knew it, and I had a longing to find some type of relationship, some church to go to. And then it was actually a Friday afternoon. I was invited to a Bible study by a good friend of mine that I grew up with, mm-hmm. who was telling me about one of the high school friends I had given his life to Christ and started a Bible study. Mm-hmm. I was invited to that Bible study that Friday night. I'll never forget it. It was February 6, 1998.
Wow.
The reason why I remember it was my birthday. It was a snowy night. I went to that Bible study, and his name was Mike Fernandez. As soon as he opened that Bible, mm-hmm. I felt a connection. As soon as he started talking, I said, I found my purpose in life. I knew that I had to follow Christ and just follow Him through the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Double birthday blessing.
Correct.
A new birth and
a birthday
blessing.
Correct. I love it.
Yep. That I would not forget either.
Yep.
So as you reborn, you're new in Christ, what are some of the first challenges that you faced?
The first challenges, I guess, were to change my lifestyle. Deal with the stuff that I was being convicted for, because I really didn't change some of my activities. When I got back out of the service, I fell back into some of my old ways. Mm-hmm. But now I was feeling a conviction, and I had to address that. And that's why I was seeking the Lord, because I knew something was different, and I knew I had to change my life and change my lifestyle, change my friends, mm-hmm. and just be bold mm-hmm. for Christ and be able to share the gospel. And witnessing to people was a challenge, especially some of my family members being so grounded in the Catholic faith. They rejected some of the stuff I was saying. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you today, through years of witnessing, my mom, my dad, and both my sisters have accepted Christ.
Wow.
I'll never forget this. I was witnessing to my mother after I got saved. And I'm reciting scripture from memory. And she's looking at me. She said to me, Steve, because I was rattling off all these verses. She said, Steve, why didn't you study like this in high school? And I had to laugh. I said, Mom, I just really wasn't into high school, but I'm into the Word of God. Mm. And thank God she got saved before she passed away.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know she's with the Lord today.
Yeah. You know, I don't want our listeners to miss the word convicted, mm-hmm. because so many people have this misunderstanding that before they can go to church or before they can really give their life to Christ, they have to change. And it's God that does the changing, and he does it through the word conviction. And the same thing happened to me, Steve. And I love that about our Lord, because he knows our hearts better than anything. And so just sort of one at a time, he just start convicting us, and he makes the changes in us for his glory.
You know, there's so many, again, such an important word, and we seem to, you know, when we've been through it and it's passed, it's an easy word for it to come, but it surely is a valley.
Yes, yes.
A transition time. What, during that time, what are, share with our listeners, what are some of the things you clung to? What got you through that?
Church, Bible studies, reading the Word of God, just, and prayer. I think prayer was probably the biggest one. I cried out to God so many times. And I like God's way of doing things, because he doesn't always just put it right in front of you. He almost wants us to seek him and find out for ourselves where he wants us to be. And that was probably about 7 years, I think, when I got out of the service before I fell into that Bible study and actually got to hear 6 years and finally got to hear the Word of God. And that's really when my life changed, when I actually had a Bible that I read and I read and understand and study, and it changed everything for me. And it really opened up a true intimate relationship with God.
You know, even to this day, excuse me, one of my regular, I won't say daily, but regular prayers is, "Dear Lord, cause me to seek you with my whole heart." Because when we do, we'll find him.
Absolutely.
He's waiting. And you can never get to a point, in my opinion, in your walk with Christ where you're there. So help me to seek you. Cause me to seek you with my whole heart.
You know, we have so much more to talk about with you. I know that you've done many things. The Army took you to many locations. Maybe we can talk about that when we come back from our break. How did you start serving? What ministries you've been involved in? It seems like you have a crystal clear memory, date, time, hour. certainly scripture. Really excited to hear more about what the Lord has done in your life. And I know our listeners are being blessed by just hearing of your walk and your authentic testimony.
Praise God.
We'll be back. We're here with Steve Lobu. He's sharing just from the heart, learning of Christ, being convicted, and walking into his grace and mercy. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a here in studio for Danny Yamashiro with Suzanne Maurer and our special guest today, Steve Lobu. We're having a great discussion about how God can use you to change the world around you. Before we continue our discussion, though, if you would like to hear this entire message or many of our testimonies that we've had over the years, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can listen to them, you can download them, share the link. There are so many testimonies, and they're, you know, go to goodlifehawaii.com, Google somebody that you want to hear. We've had guests from around the world on our show, and it's a great resource. It's a testimony that could save somebody around you. So go ahead and do that. Steve Lobu is here with us today. He served his country in the Army, and then in a little town of Fort Hood, Texas, he met Jesus. And ever since then, his life has never been the same. And we've talked in the last segment a little bit about how you changed your life and were convicted of things, and God brought you through his grace and mercy through so much of that. But when did you begin to start ministry work, begin to reach out to others?
I knew right away, as soon as I was at that Bible study with Pastor Mike Fernandez, that this is where I needed to be, and I needed to serve and follow the Lord. And I actually enlisted into the Lord's army.
That was my
calling in life. And it's kind of interesting when I look back at how everything unfolded, but I'll never forget that Bible study was a big part of my life because I was a single guy. Mm-hmm. Every Friday night they had a Bible study, and I'll never forget one Friday night there was a Bible study, and I noticed that a lot of parents were bringing their children to this Bible study, and they were letting the kids just go into the kids' room and play in the kids' room while the adults were having the Bible study. Mm-hmm. Well, one Friday night I went up to Pastor Mike. I said, "Pastor Mike, we have a lot of kids that are coming to these Bible studies, and they're just hanging out in the kids' room. Why don't we have a Bible study for the children?" He smiled, put his arm around me, and said, "Brother Steve, that's a great idea. Why don't you head it up?" And I said, "No, I'm not volunteering." He's like, "No." He said, "If God put it on your heart, you'd be the best candidate." And I eventually became the youth director to that church. Wow. It was a great honor and blessing to be in charge of ministering to children and youth and leading them to the Lord.
Mm, okay, so you're a single guy.
Yes.
Leading a youth ministry.
Yes.
How'd that work?
It was awesome. I have always been intrigued with children. I love children. It's always been a big part of my life. Actually, around that time is when Pastor Mike, because I was changing careers, and I ended up in a job working as a child provider for abused children at a program called the Home for Little Wanderers. And that one itself was a phenomenal ministry. I'll never forget. I mean, it's a secular industry where kids that are abused, that are taken out of their home from DSS or put into this facility. And I did the overnight. So I used to go there at 10 o'clock at night, make sure all the kids are in bed, monitor them while they're asleep. And I thought that would be a boring job, and it wasn't, because kids wake up with nightmares in the middle of the night, hungry, have to, you know, go to the bathroom or whatnot. And I just would monitor, make sure everything was good. And then in the morning, I had the privilege of waking them up and getting them ready for school. But as a secular program, and me being a born-again Christian in that program, I would use every opportunity I had to show the kids to Jesus, to point them to the Lord. And I've had so many experiences, and I'll never forget, some of my coworkers would complain. They would complain because they were non-Christians and they felt that I was pushing my religion, and I really wasn't. I was just an instrument for God. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, the director of that program told those other workers, "If it's not hurting the children, Steve can do whatever he wants." And I'll never forget one kid. I'll tell you this story. His name was Troy. He would not warm up to me. He's just a young boy who had a terrible background, abusive situation, put in this program. And obviously he's angry because he doesn't get to live with his family. And I'm trying to get through to the kid, and he rejected me. He wouldn't talk to me. He just did not like me. But I'll never forget, I kept a journal, a prayer journal. And at night, while they're in bed sleeping, I'd write into this journal. And ironically, it was around Thanksgiving that I was writing in this journal, and I listed everything I'm thankful for, and I mentioned his name. I wrote it in my journal. 2 days later, he woke up. He was the first one up. He was grumpy. He looked at me, and he saw my journal, and he said, "What's that?" I said, "That's my journal." He said, "You keep a journal?" Because they were required to. I said, "Of course I do. I record all things that I get to experience in life, and I can reflect back. But I also write about things I'm thankful for." I go, "As a matter of fact, I wrote about you in my journal." He said, "What?" I flipped back 2 pages. I showed him that I was writing a list of everything I'm thankful for. He saw his name. Uh-huh. He looked at me. He looked at his name on the page, looked back at me, said, "You're thankful for me?" I said, "Yes, sir, I am." I go, "It's a blessing to be here for you and try to help encourage you and make the best out of life." Mm. Well, that afternoon, he came up to me. He said, "Steve," he goes, "I'm in a play on Friday. Would you come to the play?" I said, "You bet I'll come to that play." And him and I got really close after that. I had the privilege of giving him a Bible, leading him to the Lord. And I'll never forget, one day later, he's walking in formation with his group of kids, and I'm over the other end of the campus. He held up his Bible. He said, "Steve, I have my Bible." I said, "Way to go, Troy. What a privilege."
So good. What a precious story.
Thank you. You know, I just want to say to every single young man on the other side of this mic, give your life to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Do it today. Use your gifts and talents to change the lives of kids and everyone around you. Don't wait. Don't wait till you have your career going. Don't wait till you get your marriage going. Today, when you are with the Lord and you know the Lord, it is time. Because so many kids need men, young men, who have the time and the heart to save them. Because that's what they need, is they need those strong men. And thank you, Steve, for not hesitating, but stepping right into the role with courage.
Yep, God deserves all the credit. He just put it on my heart, and I'm just being obedient.
Praise God. I love prayer, because clearly you did a lot of praying in the night with those children. So praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So, gosh, I mean, I'm excited. What happened? You know, the other people around you, you begin to minister, and how did that affect those around you and your own life?
It either rejects or accepts. People either are drawn to you, or they reject you because they don't love the Lord and they don't want to have any part of it. Mm-hmm. So it clearly puts you get labeled when you start to outwardly profess your love for God, and it's part of the ministry. Yeah. But
how do you speak to our listeners? How do you handle that sometime rejection? How do you handle that change?
You just cling to the word and just know that it's going to come. When you know it's going to happen, you're prepared for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the rejection Jesus got. Mm-hmm. I could only imagine. And his heart, he didn't suffer, I don't believe, as much with the physical abuse as the rejection.
Yeah.
People just rejected him. So if he can take it, and he gives us the strength to withstand anything, we can take it too. We're only here for a short while, and I'd rather take the chance of being rejected as long as I know that I'm reaching somebody.
Mm-hmm. And the victory,
correct,
is worth it.
Amen.
Right. So I know you have an amazing story about a relationship and a wedding and a marriage.
Yeah.
And I know we want to get to that.
Yes.
How did that start? I mean, was that part of when you were in that ministry?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was in the youth ministry. Ironically, it was the youth ministry that led me to my wife. We had regular Sunday service, and I'll never forget. I'm going to this church. I'm the youth director. It's growing. It's an awesome ministry. But I was 38 years old, single, and I always wanted to be married. I always wanted to have a family. It's clear in the Bible that God wants us to actually, you know, have a happy marriage. He gives us a helpmeet. So I'm praying and I'm wondering, where is this woman? And I hope if any of the women that were going to the church at the time don't take offense to this, but I was not attracted to any of the women in the church. And I just knew I had a certain you know, woman I had or wanted or desired. And there was no woman in the church that I was attracted to. So at that time in my life, I was seriously considering leaving that church and going to a what we would call a mega church a couple of towns over that had about 500 members. And I knew people that went there. And Calvary Chapel in Rockland, Mass. And I seriously considered leaving and going to that church, hoping I'd meet a good Christian woman someday. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you, I prayed about it, and God put it on my heart, heavy on my heart. Do not leave this church. I have a ministry for you here. So I was obedient to that. Mm-hmm. And I just stayed in the church and stayed faithful to the ministry. And what happened is one Sunday morning, I'm in church. It was before church began, and everybody mingles. And this girl came walking in to the church. Never seen her before. And I literally, my heart skipped a beat when I saw her. She just really was stunning. And I remember looking at her, and then I looked away, and I'm talking to another friend of mine in church, and I remember looking over his shoulder, and I'm staring at that girl. And I told him, I said, his name is John. I said, John, I got to go. I'm looking at this girl. I got to get downstairs. I'm teaching the children's church this morning. So I left, went downstairs. And in the classroom, there were kids ready to go. It was about 8 to 10 kids. And two of them were kids that I never met before. And one was a 10-year-old boy, and the other one was an 8-year-old girl. So I'm teaching the class, and this 8-year-old girl, right from the start, was just full of life and energy, and she's cute as a button, kept asking all these questions, all inquisitive about the lesson, the message I was given. And I'll never forget, when back then, I knew not to ever give children a prayer to pray. Just in case they don't really understand it, I don't want to give them the false sense of salvation. So what I did is I would just plant the seed, and if anybody wanted to know more about salvation, they could come to me after class. Well, it's getting close to the end of the class. I'm looking up at the clock, and I'm thinking, I better get up there before this girl leaves. I may never see her again. I was really thinking about her. But wouldn't you know, at the end of the class, this little girl stops and says, I want to know more about Jesus. Mm.
So you have to decide.
Completely forgot about the girl upstairs. My heart went to this little girl.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay.
This is a great moment to take a break.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Because we'll never lose an audience. We want to know the end of the story. Does he decide for the girl upstairs or the girl downstairs?
Good.
We're talking to Steve Lobu today, and it is such a testimony of obedience. Single till he was 38 years old, but serving the Lord and bringing people to the Lord every step of the way.
And being a youth leader.
I love it.
As a single man.
Right. Never parented before himself, but parenting a whole bunch of kids and leading them to Jesus Christ. You can too. You can do it. Step out in faith. If you're single, don't wait. Be obedient to God in everything, and He will provide every need, hope, and desire. Testimony after testimony tells us that. And by faith, you will find God's person for you. But choose obedience first. Stay with us. We're here with Steve Lobu. We'll be back soon.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Amashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a here in studio for Danny Yamashiro, joined by my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Today we're here with Steve Lobu. It's been a great conversation so far. If you'd like to hear the entire interview, please go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can listen to this, download it, share this message today. It's a great message of obedience and patience with the Lord and courage in the midst of doing life. So Steve, we were in the middle of this epic moment that you were finishing your youth Bible study class and you were dying to go back upstairs because there was finally this woman that was there in the church, potentially your soulmate, your godmate, and yet a little girl is standing in front of you asking for more of Jesus.
When I look back at that moment, I'm in awe because she, the girl upstairs, was by far the prettiest girl I ever laid eyes on. And I really believe she made eye contact with me, which almost gave me the hope that maybe this is her. And now I'm downstairs with a little 8-year-old girl who wants to know the Lord. And the potential of the girl upstairs leaving and I'll never see her again was there. It was there. Yeah. And it was on my mind. But when the little girl said to me, I want to know about Jesus and ask questions, I erased the thought of the girl upstairs and I focused all my heart on this little girl. Mm-hmm. Started telling her about the simplicity of salvation, how you simply need to just acknowledge the fact that you're a sinner and God cannot stand sin. And we need to make a choice if we're going to hold on to our sin and live a sinful lifestyle or give our sin over to God and allow the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us of that sin and become a born-again Christian. So with this little girl, I'm telling her about it. And I brought another one of the girls in our class that's a good Christian girl to help witness to this little girl. And after we were done talking to her, she said, I want to be saved. She prayed a prayer. She asked Christ into her heart. But you know what she did after? She said, I want you to come upstairs and meet my mother. She brought me to that girl, who is now my wife of nearly 19 years, and Arielle is our daughter.
Oh, I can't even speak.
It's God's plan, God's divine, and I thought many times after that, what if I had gone to that other church? Mm. I would never have met the girl in my dreams. I would not be living a magnificent life here in Hawaii, yeah, serving the Lord, just getting to share my testimony, which I'm so grateful for you to give me this opportunity to share my story, because it's not me. It's all God. He deserves all the credit, all the glory, all the honor. I just happen to be obedient at that point in my life. Yeah.
But we can't overlook that obedient. It's so obey God and be blessed. It's just
God will
so
find
important.
That mate, that helpmate, right? God will find that helpmate if you are patient. So you go upstairs.
Oh, I went upstairs. I met her. My jaw dropped. I said, this is your mom? She said, yep. I was speechless. And it's kind of funny, too, because I was shy, too. And Cheyenne would tell you. But I utilized the youth ministry to get her into my life. And I would actually invite her. I'd call her up. I'd say, hey, we're having a youth program. And Arielle can come. And we're looking for chaperones if you want a chaperone. And we built a friendship. We built a really good friendship. But I knew from day one that she was the one. So needless to say, we didn't spend much time courting. She came into the church in September. I asked her on a first date in February, asked her to marry me in April. And we were only engaged for, I hate to say it, a week.
Wow. I love it.
A week. And we got married. Because you know what? When it's right and you know it's right, why put it off?
Right. When it's God, and you know it's God.
It's all God.
And Steve, she was a committed Christian?
She was. She's been,
I mean, how did it happen that she worshipped at that church that day, other than Jesus?
She was invited from a friend.
Okay.
Yeah, she was invited, and she said, you know what? I want to go, because she had a rough life. She came from California. She was a single mom. Mm-hmm. The dad just bailed and left her on her own, and Cheyenne did a phenomenal job raising Arielle on her own. And she ended up in Massachusetts, got invited to this church, and like we've been saying, it's a divine appointment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Over and over again in your life, divine appointments, right? Just as God would have us all live from glory to glory.
Correct.
As he says. You've used, you know, so many of your gifts for various ministries. That was one of the first, your youth ministry there. What other ministries have you been involved in, and work have you done?
Well, I've been involved in youth ministries in every church that I attend, mm-hmm. and I just have a calling for working with children and youth. Right now, I'm the I do the Sunday school class. Mm-hmm. I'm the Sunday school teacher at Coalau Baptist Church for the junior high boys, which is ironic because that's what I've been working with, and we ended up having three boys, Cheyenne
wow.
and I. So yeah, we have three teenage boys mm-hmm. right now,
okay.
17, 16, and 14, and it's just been a big part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm teaching the Sunday school class, and I prepare every week for the message, and I like to share with the boys some of my story, but also just give them the hope and understanding that God has a spouse chosen for them too.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know if it's going to be provided at 20, 30, or 38, like
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you just be patient and mm-hmm. trust and pray. I have a friend back in North Carolina. I was so impressed with this young man because I witnessed him pray when he was single. He'd literally say, Lord, I know you have a wife for me. I know she's out there somewhere. Just please let her know that I'm praying for her today.
Mm-hmm.
Let her have a good day and just put it on her heart that there's a man that you chose for her that's praying for her daily.
Mm-hmm.
And he prayed that prayer daily. And then it was almost like my situation. She was invited to his church. She was stationed with the Coast Guard, so she got transferred to his hometown. He saw her and he knew right away that
wow.
was the one. And they're happily married
so
today.
So God. So what brought you here to Hawaii?
My wife.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I tell folks, because I'm in window sales for Windows Hawaii, mm-hmm. and ironically, that's how I met Suzanne. And
mm-hmm.
I always say that, you know, when I go to an appointment, I go with an open mind and an open heart.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm not going to sell every appointment I go on for Windows, so I just go there, whatever you have for me, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Every opportunity I get to bring up the Lord in an appointment, well, ironically, Suzanne's the one that brought it up in this appointment. Because she didn't end up getting the window. It was just one small window she needed, and it really was one that we can't provide for her.
Mm.
But the Lord came into the conversation.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And here we are today.
Yep. Yep.
And so your wife brought you here to Hawaii?
Well,
or?
That brings me to what I was I used to be a union glazer in the city of Boston,
mm.
and that was a good job. But after 9/11, I stopped wanting to do that. A glazer is the construction worker that puts glass into high-rise buildings.
Oh, wow.
That was my job in the city of Boston. And I loved it. I love construction and heights and everything. But 9/11 changed it for me.
Wow.
So when 9/11 happened, I just had a desire to get out of the industry. And my wife and Arielle and our two boys at the time, we chose to move to North Carolina. So I got into the sunroom business. And I've been in the sunroom business ever since. And what happened was Cheyenne's brother moved here to Hawaii a few years ago. And I had a really good job in Wilmington, North Carolina, where we were living. And her brother called and kept trying to get us to move here.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Travis, I can't move to Hawaii. I mean, I love my job and everything. But Cheyenne made it clear to me early on in our marriage that she's always wanted to live in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a dream of hers. And she used to make me watch the show Hawaii Life and Island Life when we were first married. And I'd say, it's not even realistic for us to move to Hawaii. But I'll never forget the day she was on the phone with her brother. And she got off and she looked at me in the eyes and said, Steve, do you think there's a chance we could move to Hawaii?
Mm-hmm.
I knew that she so desired. And I says, you know what? It's my role as a husband to give my wife everything she ever can dream of.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know what? I'll see what I can do. And when I tell folks, I tell them all the time, when I tell you I searched for the best window company
mm-hmm.
here in Hawaii,
because mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to move here and just take an average job. I had to find a good company. I found Windows Hawaii.
Right.
And everything's been amazing ever since. And my wife, every day, makes sure she lets me know how much she loves.
Mm-hmm.
She loves it here in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So good. So good. And now you're at Ko'olau Baptist.
Correct.
And you work with junior middle school boys.
Junior high boys.
So
yes.
What's the greatest challenge of working with middle school boys?
I've actually got a lot of experience with it, so it's really not even a challenge to me. It's a privilege. It's an honor. And the kids are fantastic. Mm-hmm. This church has so many awesome kids, and the programs they have are phenomenal. Mm-hmm. We have so many activities. It's just a joy. Mm-hmm. And I tell folks, it's the highlight of my life here in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Ko'olau Baptist Church has been such a blessing to my family. My kids all get to go to the school there. They have a Christian school.
Right.
So, and just to actually have my boys being taught by the same people that are actually getting up and singing the specials on Sunday morning. And I tell my boys, one of the privileges of going to this school is you have teachers that genuinely love you. And it shows. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's the pastor?
Pastor Skip Woodfin and his wife, Dana. I have to give her credit because she is an amazing force behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And she does so much for this church and the programs and activities. Mm-hmm. This church was founded in 1965. And I was just thinking, it's been 55 years of preaching from that pulpit, winning souls and changing lives. And Pastor Skip is keeping that alive and well. He's a phenomenal preacher, preaches from the heart, always passionate in his preaching and engaging. I just really love being a part of this church.
You know, here in Hawaii, we have we've had others on the show that talk about teen depression, struggles of our teens, because we live in a very... you know, Hawaii being a very difficult place to make a living, it's very rare that a parent is home. When we come back, I kind of want to talk to you about what you face when you talk to young men, and how do you build them into or train them up to become spiritual leaders for their household, as you have learned to become in your own. I think that is missing. We can teach them about Christ. We can have them walk with Christ, but take ownership, have the courage to stand at the head of your house. How do you instill that in middle school boys at a young age? How do we as parents do that for our kids? When we come back, I want to kind of touch on that. We're here with Steve Lobu. He is an amazing man of obedience to the Lord, junior high ministry leader at Ko'olau Baptist Church. We'll hear from him when we come back. Stay tuned.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling, hear me calling.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Lani Ka'a'a here in studio with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. And today we have a very special guest, Steve Lobu, sharing with us a lot about obedience and the call of God on his life. Amazing story of getting married, God bringing a woman into his life at 38 years old, being connected by a little girl who he led to the Lord. So many wonderful, wonderful miracles that God has given Steve in his life. But, you know, when we ended the last segment, we started talking a little bit more deeply about your junior high ministry for boys. And we talked a little bit about, you know, the struggles that our teens have. And more importantly, God's calling on young men's lives to stand up and be the leaders in their generation, leaders in the household. How do you begin to instill that into the kids at the age that you're teaching them, middle school?
I think one of the most important things when you're dealing with kids is to let them know that you're real and that you've struggled, and don't try to teach down to them, but just share with them life struggles. And the Word of God is clear, and if you instill the Word of God and you teach them, like one of my favorite verses is, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. That doesn't mean they won't go out into the world like the prodigal son did. It just means that they have instilled in them the values and morals. And I think leading by example is the most important. And I've been challenged in that area. I'm not the perfect Christian. I don't think – I know nobody is. But it's important to be able to touch them in a way that they can relate to and that's important to them. I think sharing life's challenges with others and being open and honest about it, and then showing where prayers have been answered, is important. I think when kids see prayers being answered, it strengthens their faith.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'll share something too. And I've been married, we're going on 19 years, and there was a dark time. I say dark, but there was a challenge in our marriage at one point where we were almost probably considering separation. And I'll never forget my middle child, Christian. He's a prayer warrior, and I'll never forget that we actually were separated for a while. And when I would pray with the boys, and I would always ask them their prayer requests. Mm-hmm. And I remember Christian saying to me, I said, do you have any prayer requests? And Christian would say his ritual, pray that you and mom, your marriage gets better and you guys are back together happily. And I'll never forget, there was actually a time in the marriage where I wasn't sure that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. It was a really challenge. And I looked at Christian and I said, Christian, I go, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm not sure that's going to happen. And he was like 10 years old at the time. And he looked me right in the eyes and firmly said, just pray it. Okay. My 10-year-old kid almost rebuking me.
Mm.
So I'll never forget. I looked at him and I was under conviction, mm-hmm. and I prayed it. Mm-hmm. I said, Lord, please help our marriage to get healed and reconciled. And I wasn't sincere, though. Mm-hmm. I really believed at that time, because it was a period of time, I really didn't think it was going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, probably about 2 months later, Cheyenne and I made a full-fledged commitment to get past the challenges we were facing and just give full effort into this marriage.
Yeah.
And I can tell you today, I love my wife more and deeper and more passionately than I did when I first met her. But I'll never forget the day that the boys knew that mom and dad were going to full commit to this marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And we were actually in the car, and Cheyenne and I were driving, and we pulled over. Cheyenne said, you want to tell him? I said, Cheyenne, I think you should tell him.
Mm-hmm.
So she said to the boys, mom and dad have made the commitment. We're reconciling. We're going to make this marriage work. And they all just gasped for air. You could see the joy. And then
sure.
Christian, he's kind of a quiet one. Yeah. So Cheyenne looked at him and she said, Christian, aren't you excited? And he said, Mom, I may not seem it on the outside, but on the inside, I'm flipping out. He was just so happy.
So good.
And then he pulled me aside that day, because we took a walk into the park and we he pulled me aside. He said, Dad, he goes, I just want to let you know that God answered my prayer for me today. I've been praying for you to be happily married. And I said, Christian, I go, I got to tell you, there's a story in the Bible where the apostles are having a discussion on who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. And when Jesus came in, now I'm paraphrasing, but when Jesus came into the scene, the apostle said, Lord, Lord, we're having a discussion. Who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? I said, Christian, you know what Jesus did? Mm-hmm. He took a little boy just like you, yeah, and he pointed and said, until you become like a little child, you're not ever even going to see the kingdom of heaven. Absolutely. I said, Christian, I believe your prayers mm-hmm. have saved our marriage.
Absolutely.
And his faith grew, and he prays, and he's such a prayer warrior.
You know, that's so... I think as parents, we try to shield our kids from challenge, shield our kids from negativity or tough life. But I think in the Word, it's clear that we are to share that. And more importantly, we're to share God's faithfulness in our weakness to our kids, that our generations ahead would be blessed and that our kids would grow. There is a equation in there, I think, that as you have shared your authentic weakness with your son, he's become a mighty prayer warrior. Mm-hmm. And he has seen that prayer works at 10 years old, at 12 years old. How much more is he going to pray as he gets older in his own life?
He still does.
Is that not what we are supposed to do as parents?
Yes.
Is that not the simple truth of what we do as parents? Not shield them and protect them from what is wrong, but show how God is great in the middle of what is wrong.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, and I love the choice mm-hmm. that you and Cheyenne made. Mm-hmm. You chose to reconcile mm-hmm. and to be obedient. And we have a choice. Yeah. And too many people today take what seems to be the easy way out. Mm-hmm. And it's not always. And so it's so heartwarming to me to hear our listeners experience mm-hmm. your obedience, the choice, and the prayer that brought that about.
And to take this around full circle mm-hmm. to the meeting we had when I first met you, Suzanne, mm-hmm. is you said it was Jesus that kept your marriage together.
He's the center.
It was Jesus that did it for my marriage. Mm-hmm. And my boys yes. know that.
Yeah. Yes.
They know that Cheyenne and I on our own could not have done this.
Yeah.
Only God could do this. Mm-hmm. And he did it. And not only did he do it, he did it abundantly.
Yes.
We are more deeply and passionately in love today. And the kids actually get embarrassed when we kiss mm-hmm. and hug in front of them. But you know what?
I
show my boys mm-hmm. affection Absolutely. To my wife. And I'm happy to do it.
I am sure that you are a blessing in the ministry at Ko'ola Baptist
yes.
Church. I am absolutely sure that every young man that comes through your junior high ministry is blessed. How do you instill that in the parents that are leading these young men that come to you once a week?
I chuckle because I'll never forget Pastor Mike telling me, you know the real challenge in the youth ministry? It's the parents. Always mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. But you know what? When parents see my heart, mm-hmm. and they know my desire, and they know my story, they trust me with their children. Mm-hmm. And that's really all that matters, is to build relationships with the parents and the kids. Mm-hmm. And it's a family thing. Mm-hmm. And that's what Pastor Woodfin always talks about, multi-generational families in church. Mm-hmm. I'm in church singing in the choir. I'm looking at a grandmother and a granddaughter mm-hmm. sitting right in front of me singing next to each other. Mm-hmm. It's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. We're all a family. And the beautiful thing about being a Christian is we're all brothers and sisters of the same family.
Yeah. Would you mind, we don't have much time left, but could you please pray?
Absolutely.
Pray for the parents.
Yes.
Mm. Absolutely pray for the young men, but pray for the parents that
yes.
we would lead our young men into becoming the spiritual leaders needed for their generation.
Yes. Father God, we come before you, Lord. We thank you so much. I thank you for this opportunity to just actually be on the radio mm. where listeners that I will not see or know can hear the words that I'm sharing about my testimonies and how you've blessed me and the great things you've done in my life and in my marriage and in the ministries that I've been involved in. I do pray for the parents of all the children that are members of this of Ko'ola Baptist Church and any other church. There's so many ministries on this island. I love Hawaii. You are present here in this island. There's no question about it. We get to witness glimpses of paradise, not knowing that heaven is not even close to comparing to what's here. Mm. But we do lift up all the people that are listening to this program, that if there's anything that I said that can touch their hearts, to just entice them to seek you further, and if their parents, to dedicate their children to you, Lord, to realize that if they give their children to you and trust you with their lives, that they're going to be well off, that they're going to find purpose in life, which is really what it's all about. We're only here for a brief time, Lord. We're only here for a short period of time to serve you, but this is not our home. Our home is with you. Once we become a child of God, we have a promise of eternity with you in heaven. I thank you so much for this ministry, for this radio broadcast. I thank you for the privilege of being here today. And I pray, Lord, that everything that we said here today brings you honor and glory, and that you continue to bless the way you do and just lead people to you, Lord. There's nothing more fulfilling and rewarding than to know that we are a child of God, that we can have eternity with you, and that we have a blessing to experience here far beyond measure, Father. Thank you for everything you do, and I just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful, thank Steve. Thank you so much. Thank
Inspiring you. Words from Steve Lobu. There is no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you, just like Steve has done with kids, anyone that's around you, anyone you can influence. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get to know Jesus link will help you there. If you'd like to make a financial donation, support our ministry, we would really appreciate it. Thegoodlifehawaii.com. Thank you in advance for that. Isaiah 54:13 says, "All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children." It is always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Steve Lobu. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Antai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata. I'm Lani Ka'a'a here for Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.